The birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Luke chapter 2, starting at verse 8. Thank you.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people.
Today in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favour rests."
Now, let's think about this message together then. I want to ask you, have you ever given a very important message to someone? And how would you do that? How can you bring good news or an important message to someone? Any ideas? Yeah, Olivia? Sorry, in an envelope? Yes, and Sophie?
I would send an email.
And send an email, okay. Send it in an envelope or in an email. Any other ideas, Sherlyn? You'd go to them and talk to them. Yeah, good idea. I have written all these down. Any others then? Any other ideas? Yeah, Jan?
Just write something nice.
Yeah, you write something nice. Good idea too. Okay, yeah. Finn?
On the phone?
On the phone? Yes, you call them. All very good ideas.
A carrier pigeon.
A carrier pigeon? Well, that actually gets closer to the idea I wanted to... I haven't heard it yet, because you could also send a messenger. Maybe you can't go yourself, but you can send a carrier pigeon, or maybe a person. It might be easier, because they can actually talk to the other person. But you can send a messenger, and they can bring the good message or the important message to someone else. Well, that's really what happened to the shepherds. We just heard from the Bible the story of the shepherds. And they received a messenger with some really important news. And it was not a normal messenger. I think you've never seen anything like this. I haven't for sure. Because it was an angel. Who has seen an angel? I haven't seen an angel either. So what's an angel? Well, an angel is a helper from God. And they can protect people. And they can do tasks that God wants them to do. For example, they can bring a message. And this time they brought really, really good news to the shepherds. And let's read again from the Bible. Mark, can you bring up those verses again? And Mark is distracted now by Andrew. That's not very helpful. No, just joking. Yeah, I want to read again those verses. And let's read what the shepherds heard. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. Don't think, maybe you've seen a picture of an angel in a kid's Bible, and it's this little figure with wings, and they look all happy. I don't think an angel looks like that, because all these shepherds, they were terrified. Well, but the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord." Well, that's a really good message, isn't it? And I want to think together for a moment what that message means. What it means that Jesus was born here on earth. Now somebody said, and I thought it was really, really good that he saw this. He said, It takes only one angel to bring a message. But it took a whole army of angels to show what that means. It took a whole army of angels to show just how important that is. Because after this, suddenly a whole group, a whole army of angels appeared around the shepherds. And they showed what it meant, how important this was. Mark, can you bring up the next verse, please? This is what they sang from verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests. Well, that's the verse I want to think about that together for a bit longer now. But it has two difficult words, right? Glory, what is glory? Glory to God in the highest. And also on earth, peace for those on whom His favor rests. That basically means for the people who receive the message. What does that mean? Glory and peace. That's what we're going to think about just a bit longer. So I want you to put your thinking caps on and really think with me for a moment about this word glory. What is glory? It's actually quite hard to describe, right? It's a bit like the word beauty. We all recognize, okay, that is beautiful, and you can point to things that are beautiful, but the word beauty, that's actually really hard to describe. Or the same with the word love. Now, so it is with the word glory. Well, think of it. Here, we've got this really beautiful Christmas tree. Maybe yours at home is even more beautiful. Ours certainly isn't, I think. But this is a beautiful Christmas tree. Or think again, maybe you like the night sky. When you look up and you see the full moon and all the stars. And you think, wow, that is beautiful. And it's not just true, you want to tell that to everybody. And you want to share that, and you want it more. And you think, oh, I want to look at it more. And think, this is a beautiful Christmas tree. Or another example then. Next week, on Christmas Day, when you get home after church, what are you going to do? Any ideas? What happens when you get home? Leland? Sorry, eh? Open more presents, yeah. Open more presents, Edward. Open more presents, yes. Yeah, that's a good answer too. Yeah, you get your Bible and you pray to God. Yeah, and Sophie? Open even more presents, yes. Peter? Yeah, well, I thought so. That's really cool. Well, imagine in one of those presents was a really beautiful soft toy. Maybe some of you are too old for that, but surely one of my daughters loves soft toys. And you think, oh, it's so soft, and I can stroke it, and it feels good. And you say, look at my beautiful new soft toy. And can't you see how beautiful it is? And it's so soft, and it feels so good. Well, so we thought something that you can see, something that you can feel. What happens after you open the presents next week? What do you do? Edward? Play with them, okay, think a bit more. At some point your tummy starts to rumble, I think. And it will be a very important day. Christmas dinner. And I think you will all be looking forward to that. And you can taste it. You can smell it. I think it will smell really nice in the house. And you can think, oh, I want more of this delicious Christmas food. Because it tastes so good and it smells so good. And I want more and more of it. Okay, so some examples. So things you can see, things you can feel, things you can taste and smell. Those things are beautiful or are delicious. And then you can say, I want more. I love it. And I'm going to tell people about it. Well, now go back to the word glory. Because God is so special, He kind of gets His own word to describe just how important and how good and how beautiful God is. And that is the word glory. And we can say, God is glorious. God is full of glory. God has glory. And then, just like with these other things, I want more of it. I love it. And I'm going to tell others about it. That's what it is like. Well, the glory of God, this this word that describes how important and how good and how beautiful God is. We can see that in what he has made. Think of the starry sky or the people around you. But we see it most of all in baby Jesus. And that's what the angels say. They say, the baby Jesus has born. Glory to God in the highest. Now, that's not just a fact. That's not just true. But that's also a task for us. For all of us. Because it's not just that you see, well, this is beautiful. Christmas dinner tastes delicious. No, you go and you tell others about it. And of course, we can't make it more delicious in that way. And in the same way, we can't make God more glorious by telling it. But that's what the Bible means by glorifying God. That you share it. And you tell God, God, I love you. I think you are great. You are so amazing and important. You bring God glory. You glorify God. And you can do that in your song and in your thoughts and in telling to other people, telling it to God in your prayers. And that's what the shepherds did. The shepherds did. They went home. Maybe you heard it in the last reading that Leland read. They returned and glorified God. They told everyone. And they were full of joy. Well, God did this most important thing and this most glorious thing that ever happened when Jesus was born. When God the Son came to earth as a baby Jesus, and then everybody must respond in a way that fits, that is showing just how good this is. So God shows his glory, and then we bring God glory. That's the task for all of us this morning. And the glory of God is seen in baby Jesus, and then we bring God glory. Now, then there's that second thing. Baby Jesus being born brought glory to God, but also peace on earth to men on whom his favor rests. What does that mean? Let's think about that now for a moment. Peace on earth for those on whom God's favor rests. Well, that's basically for the people who respond to that good message, who receive it, who believe it. And that's for all of us this morning, for you and me. This message is still important for us today. And we too can receive the good news and see the glory of God and think, yes, God, you are great and you are glorious. And I want to believe in Jesus because this is so important. But why peace? Peace. What is peace all about? Let's think about that. I brought some things to show that. What's this? Jan will know him. A shield and a sword. Okay, what do you use these for? Leland? Fighting. Yes. Fighting. Olivia? Protecting. And protecting from what? From enemies. Yes. Bad guys. Yeah. Edward? Battles. Okay, so these are nice toys, of course, and it's happy to play with them. But think what happens. Battles, fighting, enemies. That's not really nice, actually. No. Well, another example. And again, a toy from Jan, but... What's this? Yeah, Edward? Police car. Okay, what do police do? Sophie?
They arrest people and drink coffee.
They arrest people and drink coffee. Yeah. Ask Tim. Is that true? It's kind of true, yeah. Okay. And arresting people. Why do they need to arrest people? Yes, Sherlyn?
They've done
something bad, yes. Police are there because there are also bad people there. So again, it's a nice toy. Please, by all means, play with a police car. But it also, again, helps us to think that there are some things in this world that aren't really good. There are criminals and robbers and thieves. There are enemies and battles and fighting. There's things in this world that aren't really good, that are broken. Well, something then about the word peace. Jesus came to bring peace on earth. And it's the opposite of all this battles and fighting and enemies and peace on earth. That it is good again. And it is not just that the fighting stops. It is more than that. The fighting just stopping, that's called a ceasefire. It's a bit of a difficult word maybe, but it's more than that. Peace is not just that the fighting has stopped, but that it is really, really good again. And that you can play together again. And that you can belong to each other again. Think of it. When you have maybe had a fight with your brother or sister or your mom or dad at some point, and you can say, well, sorry, but then there's still a bit, I'm not so sure. No, when there's real peace, it is good again. And you can give each other a hug and you can play together again. That's real peace. Well, the angel said, Jesus came to bring peace on earth. Peace on earth. For people on whom the favor of God rests. They said, this baby Jesus came to bring peace. God and people, we can belong together again. Because the Bible says we need that, all of us. Because with all that brokenness, all that fighting and arguing, that is because of our sin. And it's in all of our hearts and in the wrong things we do every day. And that's why we need peace. And we need a Savior. And baby Jesus is the solution that God gave, the answer that God gave to make that right again. The Bible says that we are enemies of God because of all the wrong things that we do. We are the enemies. And God is, well, He needs to fight with us really if it's not made right. But Jesus came to make it right. So that we can belong to God again, that we can be a child of God, and that we can have God as our friend again, belong to Him. And that is really, really great and really important. And for who is the peace? Well, for those on whom God's favor rests. And the favor of God comes to us, that God is 100% for us, is when you trust in Jesus. When you think, that baby boy Jesus, yes, I want to belong to Him. I accept that gift of God as the one who to bring peace. That's what Jesus came to bring. And the peace is first of all, and most important of all, a peace between us and God. We need that. But the more that happens, and the more people for whom that happens, just look around you. So many people who have peace with God because they believe in Jesus. And more also, all the difficulty between people go away. And well, in this world, that never goes perfectly away until the Lord Jesus comes back. But we can see more and more of it. But more and more, that all is because of Jesus. Jesus came to earth to bring peace. So it's glory and peace. That's the important message of the angels. A whole army of angels came. So important was it. Glory to God. Peace on earth. That's what they came to bring. So remember that when we celebrate Christmas this time of year. Glory to God. And for us to respond in a way that brings God glory. And peace when we trust in baby Jesus for us. All of that because of a baby born so long ago. That's what that whole army of angels came to tell. And that is a message for you and me too today. So let's pray together. Dear God, we thank you for baby Jesus. Thank you that you sent a Savior, a rescuer, someone to make it right between you and us. Thank you, Lord, that you showed your importance, your beauty, your glory with us. And Lord, will you help us to know your peace? Will you help us to trust you, trust Jesus? And will you help us, Lord, also, all of us who have done that, to bring you glory again this year, again every day of our lives, as we remember just how much you have done for us and given to us in your baby Jesus. We ask it in his name. Amen.